Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Now then, let's take a look at today's emails. First on the list, I have here from Pedro Martinez in Yonkers, New York State. He writes, "Dear Palace Intriguists, your host really doesn't sound very British. What kind of a dog and pony show do you think you're trying to pull here?" Pedro. "You, my dear sir, are a very cunning linguist, and I applaud you in your ability to discern the slightest accentual difference between British and Australian. However, being an Australian is my God-given right as a natural-born citizen of the Commonwealth to make fun of and to mock and to report on all the royal family news I want." Thanks, Pedro. Now, how will the royals spend New Year's Eve? Cheat Sheet tells us. Queen Elizabeth invites guests to join her and Prince Philip in lively activities like pheasant hunting and horseback riding. Meanwhile, Prince William and Kate Middleton tend to host their own house party with guests invited to dance the night away. Other members of the family start trotting the globe, ringing in the new year at far-flung destinations. Prince William and Kate Middleton like to lay somewhat low on New Year's Eve. The two often spend the holiday with Kate's side of the family as they either rent a vacation home together or celebrate in the family's backyard. Kate Middleton's sister, Pepper, once took their backyard celebrations to a whole new level by renting a massive 100-person cutter. One of those things used by reindeer hunters for a New Year's Eve celebration. From Refinery 29, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry couldn't get a restaurant reservation in Canada at Christmas. What's this? Well, the couple's security requested a reservation, but due to the immense amount of security required, the Coffles were unable to take their reservation, reports the Vancouver Sun. This had nothing to do with the restaurant's desire to host the royal couple. It all came down to the restaurant's ability to host not just the royal couple, but their entire security detail as well. According to Bev, she still hopes to host the royals in the near future and wishes them well in the meantime. "Let them have their peace and quiet," she told the Vancouver Sun. "For us to be so lucky to have them in the area, how lucky is that? I wish them all the privacy they can possibly get. They deserve it." Now from Cosmopolitan. Typically, the Queen only allows significant others to attend the annual Christmas walk in Sandringham. But this year, Her Majesty broke protocol and allowed Princess Beatrice to bring her fiancé. The walk is photographed by the press, and said photos have historical significance. Would be kind of awkward to have a random boyfriend-girlfriend in the mix if the relationship didn't end up lasting. But apparently, Her Majesty made an exception for Edo, the fiancé, at the very last minute. According to the Daily Mail, he faced a frantic time trying to prepare his wardrobe for the event, since he had almost no notice, but still ended up looking pretty dashing. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. Remember to keep those emails coming in at thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Good times.